This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The markets have panicked. Dow closes 2022 low as growth fears royal markets. Wave of selling sweeps across the globe. I go across the globe to Brett Break the Glass Ahrens of Market Watch. He is in London. I call upon Brett whenever the market crashes, which Brett I mention is frequently occasion these days. So it's always good to talk to you. Occasionally we get to talk without a crash. We saw this coming for some time. However, the part that is new is that there's a global sell-off. So first, let's start in the bear market in New York. Do you see anything different here than we haven't seen before? The Federal Reserve tightens as it says it's going to, and the market sells off. Is that unusual? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Your poor listeners must get very tired of my voice. Every time they hear me on, they must think, oh no, my 401k is down again because Brett is back on John Batchelor. No, it is more of the same. The inflation genie will not go back in the bottle. The Fed has to keep raising rates. The markets have lived for somewhere between 20 and maybe even close to 40 years on a what you might call a junkie's diet of low interest rates, cheap money, easy money. The terror gripping the market is that this isn't just a short-term thing, but that actually the era of long-term falling rates and easy money, which arguably began in the early 80s, is coming to an end. And we might be going back to the period before Volcker, before Greenspan, back to the days of higher inflation, higher interest rates, tighter money, and much lower stock markets. I mean, do remember, since the 90s, the stock market, based upon a long-term valuation measure called the Shiller or cyclically adjusted PE ratio, a long-term measure, the market has looked very expensive for about 30 years. And some people have argued that we live in a new era, and some people have argued that it's all going to end, come to a bad end. There is never an end on these things, so we never know the actual solution. But the markets right now are essentially panicking that these decades of easy money may be coming to an end. Interest rates are going up. They went up this week. The markets are expecting further hikes later this year. They're expecting short-term rates could be as high as 5% at some point next year. Oddly enough, the market still is predicting that inflation is going to come down sharply. I've talked about this on the program before. The bond market has a five-year forecast of inflation, and that forecast is actually falling. The bond market now thinks that inflation will come down to about 2.3-2.4% on average over the next 5 years. I am increasingly surprised at this bond market forecast, but who am I to say it's wrong?
Yes, and getting there will be the guerrilla warfare. So right now, the Federal Reserve did what it said it was going to do. Mr. Powell didn't in any way seek to deceive. He said, I was going to fight inflation. That's our job. There will be pain. Usually that's associated with joblessness. In this case, it's associated with your 201K. That's the pain we have right now. So what we have is Powell promising to stay the course. Now, Brett, I'm an amateur reader, but defeating inflation is the big story. That's where you can help the most number of people and the fastest. Fixed incomes, the vulnerable, the people who live paycheck to paycheck, when that inflation is high, they struggle. So Mr. Powell's doing the right thing. The market knows that he's doing the right thing. Why then the sell-off? Is it because we don't believe him?
No, I think in a sense people do believe him. What they don't know is, first of all, how much longer this is going to go on, how much higher interest rates are going to stay. I do actually wonder if Powell might have been better served if he had hiked interest rates a full percentage point this week. I think, to be honest, obviously I'm not on the committee, he might have done himself some favors by trying to get ahead of the narrative rather than behind it, and essentially by staking out a position that he is really prepared to do whatever it takes. He might have got a lot of the panic over quite quickly. He needs to stop the inflation issue before it spreads. It's already spreading through other parts of the economy. As we remember, it really began with the oil market or the oil prices earlier this year and the Ukrainian invasion and so forth. Oil prices have been coming down, gasoline prices have been coming down, but inflation has not, because it is spread everywhere. In fact, I noticed, I'm over here in England at the moment, and I noticed that now many cellular contracts, when you buy a long-term, like a two-year contract, they have inflation riders now priced in, that essentially you say, well, I'll be paying X amount per month, but in the fine print, it says that will go up by the inflation rate plus a few percent every year. So in other words, they're starting to factor inflation into contracts. This was, you didn't see this for 30 years. For 30 years, on the contrary, you know, you had deflation in these things. Now you have inflation. So the problem they have is that inflation is spreading more broadly. We've seen it in unionization pressure. We've seen it in wage pressure. We've seen it elsewhere in the economy. And what their worry is that you get into that cycle that we had in the 70s, where essentially people start demanding wage hikes every year to account for inflation. So essentially it becomes a vicious circle. Everyone's prices go up because wages go up, and then wages have to go up because prices go up. So they're trying to stop that before it really gathers momentum.
In order to make America feel better, we're going to London to talk about a real crash. Good heavens, Brett. I was told that the pound touched 109 in these last hours. The headline is, the new British government announced a larger-than-expected tax cut plan financed by increased borrowing. That sent the pound to a 37-year low, saw borrowing costs in the UK jump sharply. You have 10% inflation or more. Now, cutting taxes is a good idea, I thought, but in the UK, it's what has happened? Are people putting money under mattresses? What are they doing?
Well, it's great for me, of course. I mean, as I like to joke, every time I come here, something bad happens. Right. And this time around, I've come here, and the pound has collapsed. Well, I feel incredibly rich walking around London with my dollars at this point. It is now, the pound is objectively low. It is cheaper to buy almost anything in London now than it is in the United States. That is very rare. As someone who's been traveling back and forth across the Atlantic for most of my life, that is very, very unusual. So the pound is objectively very cheap. What has happened is that there is something of a crisis of confidence with the new government. Liz Truss, the new prime minister, is not someone who at the moment commands a great deal of confidence in people. Don't want to get too personal about this, but she has a lot to prove in terms of being a strong prime minister. She's come in, she's sort of gambling for a dash for growth at a time when a lot of the world is heading into recession, and Britain is already in recession, according to the Bank of England. So they've launched these tax cuts. There are sort of fear, part of the general malaise or the general panic in markets. This is a very difficult time to make that case. People are not feeling confident. So there has been something of a panic about the British government and the British government's plans in the context of A, this sort of dash for tax cuts. B, you have Brexit, of course, so Britain is sort of forging a new path, and you have a new government that is at best untested. So that's all come together to really hit the pound and the British borrowing rates today.
But cutting taxes is popular here. Kwasi Kwarteng is the new Chancellor of the Exchequer. Is this not applauded by the corporate interests, by the entrepreneurs, by small businesses? We have 30 seconds.
We will see. Look, the proof is going to be in the pudding. We're going to have to see how this plays out. The initial reaction has been a certain amount of panic. But do remember, I keep thinking about this, a crash simply means that lots of people are trying to sell at the same time. Right. It doesn't mean anything more than that. When a market crashes, it's not some external event like a hurricane. It simply means that lots of people are trying to sell assets at the same time, so the price falls a long way. The test of a budget, the test of an economic plan, is not going to be in one day or even one month. It's probably going to be in one year or more than one year.
Brett, break the glass, Aaron's in London, crashing the pound. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.